Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, have the tables turned, Lee.
Okay.
Once upon a time, the Ayatollah of Iran threatened to kill Donald Trump, put a fatwa on him, calling all Muslims as their sacred duty to murder Trump and everyone around him, sent 3 assassins to do just that. He had the upper hand. Joe Biden was president. Democrats didn't care if Trump ended up dead. They were trying to put him away for 700 years. Would have solved a major problem. The Ayatollah was out of control. When you threaten to kill a former president of the United States, a guy who is contending to be a president of the United States again, as the Ayatollah did, and we know tried to do it. We've got, again, 3 of their assassins in custody, one of whom fled the country the day before Butler. That would be July 12th. Kind of rare coincidences, but yes, 365 days in a year. What are the odds, right? What are the odds? And the Ayatollah was having himself a good old time because the Democrats let him do whatever he wanted. Killed Trump, no big deal. They're on the same page on that. Wink, wink. Nod, nod. How do you know? Well, I mean, when you reach a point in America where this country is so divided that one of your top 3 enemies on earth, and those would be like, you know, China, Iran, and Russia for us, tries to kill a former president. I don't care the party. Don't care. And the party in charge, Democrat Party, just shrugs their shoulders and doesn't even level sanctions. In fact, the week after, rolls out the red carpet for the president of that country, who gets Secret Service protection Donald Trump couldn't even get. The Ayatollah, you're the Ayatollah, you're feeling like you're pretty full of yourself. Like, you can, you know, you do whatever you want. We'll send 4th and 5th assassins till we get him. Maybe one time he won't turn his head. Maybe we'll get the kill shot. Boy, was he full of himself. And you need this setup to understand what happened yesterday. The tables just turned. The Ayatollah once tried to kill Trump. Now Trump is laying out the terms in which he gets to live. Because you don't get to kill the head of our country. At least not when Republicans are in charge. You don't get to kill a former president, at least not when Republicans are in charge, the same party. So Donald Trump's True Social yesterday, you could see what he's doing. He's telling the Ayatollah, we know where you are. We can kill you anytime we want. So look, all we want is your nukes. Give us your nukes. We've killed everybody else. I mean, how's your chief of staff search going? How's that working?
That's a busy committee right there, because
very busy trying to stay alive, yes.
That search committee is having to replace people on a regular basis.
I know. So what Donald Trump is saying to the Ayatollah yesterday, what he's saying is to him, look, we're going to destroy your nukes. We've been clear, you're not having nukes. This is not a Democrat administration. So we can do this one of 2 ways. We can come in and destroy your nukes after we kill you, or maybe simultaneously, who knows, or you can surrender. Total surrender. Peacefully allow us to come in. in a way that's safe for everyone, you, the Ayatollah, but also for us, and we will destroy your nukes that way, your choice. Oh, and we know where you are. And that is the preferred way to do it with Iranian permission for Trump on so many different levels. One, for safety, but also just because it's going to give him the, you know, the cover, the approval. I mean, you're not at war if the Ayatollah has capitulated and allowed you to just, you know, go ahead and take, you know, use the bunker buster bombs and take out the nuclear facilities. And that's plural, by the way. Everybody's talking about Fordo, and that's obviously the one that we need to take out, but it's not the only one left. And there's some debate about the amount of damage that the Israelis have done to the one that they hit. So I don't know. But that's what Trump's trying to do right now. He's showing them, look, let us come in. We know where you are. We can kill you anytime we want. Let us, like, let's do this peacefully. Let us come in and destroy your nuclear facilities. And, you know, maybe we can talk about you living, or we know where you are.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you say in a world full of satellites, Lee, we know where you are, that means we're going to know where you are when you move. Don't think you can run away. You can't run away. Once we have a beat on you, you're done. You're not escaping. We're going to get you. So the Ayatollah last night, I should say Iran last night's more accurate way to put it, threatened to deliver a surprise the world would remember for centuries. So
that sounds a bit ominous, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, they're also promising in their media to launch strikes on U.S. bases. Of course, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard spokesman yesterday also said that Israel is using ghosts, demons, and witches to eliminate Iranian leaders, not actual military hardware. So, you know, I mean, it's the source. You got to consider the source. Yeah. So, that's kind of where we are this morning. But to watch the tables turn, I mean, Lee, on this show, I never could understand on our side why it wasn't a bigger deal, the outrage over the Trump assassination attempts. And even just the fact that the Ayatollah was allowed to threaten Trump from his Twitter account and no sanctions were ever reimposed. I mean, think about it. Iran has borne the most crushing sanctions America has ever put on a country. And Joe Biden just lifted them, and Iran was allowed to go all the way back up to October 7th, burning families alive, raping women, spitting on their bodies, dragging them through the streets, threatening to kill Trump, actually trying to do it. No sanctions reimposed. And that, folks, that is why Iran is on your screen this morning. The Democrats gave them 4 years and built them into a monster. They only had the potential for monstership before. Now, everything you're seeing on your screen is not because Donald Trump has lost his mind and he's a neocon now. It's because of what the Democrats built Iran into with $300 billion over 4 years. That's unfortunate that we have to get involved, but we have to get involved. We have to get involved so the Democrats will never let Iran get this out of control again. And again, Israel knows this. They know another Democrat regime will eventually take power in America and that Iran will be allowed off the leash again, and they cannot live in that world, and we can't either. And again, as I said on my podcast yesterday, Lee, again, we're talking about a world in which Republican presidential campaigns have to run for office from a bunker to try to survive the Iranian assassination attempts. That just can't be allowed. We just went through an election like that, and I'm sorry, I don't want to do it again. So all you peaceniks out there who think you can peacefully coexist with Iran, yeah, you can, in a bunker. That's it. I won't live this way. So That's where we are this morning. Trump has the upper hand. We have total air superiority, and we'll have more updates on that. By the way, border totally securely.
Okay.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
No, of course not.
Now, this is a different, this is not like the Democrats' fake secure border.
Right.
Where they claim that the border is secure, but then Bill Malusion flies a drone over and you could see like the thousands of people. And then they solve that problem not by closing the border, but by using the FAA to bar Fox News reporter Bill Malusion's drone from the airspace.
Yeah, get rid of those cameras.
So they can fake.
Otherwise called censorship.
Yeah. I mean, like, unbelievable. When we look at 8,000 people showed up at the border, that's down from 64,000 the year before, same month, and zero were released into the country. Zero.
Wow.
None. Zip, zip. Nobody they caught was released into the country. Not even one.
That sounds like a secure border, doesn't it, Tara?
Well, who would have thought it was possible?
Yeah, I know.
Now, think about this, though, Lee. For how many years did people tell us, including Lindsey Graham, right? The big lie. We could not have a secure border unless we cut a deal with them for amnesty. Remember, there was no way, couldn't do it. Had to give them the amnesty. That was George W. Bush's argument, John McCain's. Lindsey Graham's, he's pretending otherwise now, but that's the case. Well, we don't have amnesty, do we? And we got a secure border. Turns out one was not necessary for the other to occur. So it's a much safer day in America today. We just have to get the terrorists out. We haven't gotten all of them. The gangbangers and Trende Arag was still running around in Colorado taking apartment complexes. Oh, we got to deal with that too. All of that coming up on the show. Stick around.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.